It is 8:39. In the last couple of days, listen to these stories that we've heard about. Tom Brady rookie card sells for record-setting $2.25 million at auction. Rare Superman comic sells for a record $3.25 million. A copy of Super Mario Brothers from 1986 sold for $660,000. And a Titanic postcard is set to fetch more than $15,000 at an auction. What's going on? The man who knows is Scott Beatty, the owner of AU Sports. We're about to play Trash or Treasure with him. Hi, Scott. What's happening?
Everything is happening. How's that?
Yeah, really. And then Wall Street Journal reports today that baseball card maker Topps is going public through a combination with a special purpose acquisition company that sees potential for Topps expansion in the digital collectibles market that they started with some apps a few years ago. They posted sales of $567 million last year, up 23% from the prior year. I guess people still enjoy the bazooka gum. Is that still in there?
No, they don't put the gum in anymore. And if you find a package with gum, I dare you to eat it.
Yeah, right. But it seems like more of this old stuff has got a market, right?
It's the old stuff. It's the new stuff. I think it kind of started with the new stuff, and then it worked its way backwards. Now everything is making a comeback. It's amazing.
Rich Roper wrote an interesting column in the Sun Times the other day. Let me just read the lead paragraph here. Every time I see a story about a cutting-edge video baseball game, such as Out of the Park Baseball 22 or MLB The Show 21, I envy the kids and the adult kids who can master these and other sports video games. But I also think, yeah, but we had Stratomatic and Atari Home Run and computer baseball, not to mention basket, sure shot hockey, electric football, and let's not forget the little backboard you hung on your bedroom door for Nerf hoops. Some of those old school games from the 60s, 70s, and 80s rocked, but some sucked. They were terrible. We just told ourselves they were great. Are all of those things valuable now, Scott?
Everything is making, like I said, making a comeback. These old video games, the grading systems on these is what's really driving the prices up. People are finding these copies that are in super mint condition. They're getting them graded, putting them out on the market, and everybody's a collector now. Everybody envisions themselves a collector. Everybody envisions themselves a seller and a buyer at the same time. I've never seen anything like it.
And now it's spring cleaning time, and people are going through their stuff, wondering if they have trash or treasure, and you're the man who can tell them the answer. 312-981-7200. If you want to ask Scott, 312-981-7200. Let's start with Ron from the Southwest side. Ron, what do you got?
I have a Michael Jordan basketball watch. I think it's put out by Avon Products. They said at the time it was a limited edition and that, but I wonder about that.
Scott, did you ever see one of those?
I've seen quite a few of them, actually. Yeah, limited edition might have been, $150,000. They came in a little basketball case, and the watch was on the inside.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, those are probably only $10 to $20 type of things.
All right, well, you can clean that one out, Ron. Thanks for the call, Jose in Schiller Park. Let's find out if you've got trash or treasure. Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've been collecting ticket stubs since I was 14 years old, and I'm 60 right now. And as of last year, I put them all behind and went up one of those frame-up places and have them behind glasses. These are all ticket stubs from Chicago Cubs, the White Sox, the Hawks, the Bulls. One of my promising ones is on there. I have a Michael Jordan rookie card. And my favorite one is ticket stub from the Bears game. I think they were playing New Orleans, and that was the day that Walter Payton had broken the record. So I'm just curious to see if it's a very decorative piece, and just wanted to see if it was worth anything.
Yeah, that one's probably got a lot of sentimental value to it, because you're talking about games you went to during the season. For tickets to be of a bigger price, they've got to be of an express game, like the rushing record game. That would be something that would draw some more money. If it's just a game to a random Cubs game in July, that's more of a memory piece.
Thank you, Jose. Appreciate the call. Tim from Gurnee, you're next. What do you got?
Yeah, I got, speaking of magazines, I've got the first ever issue of Sports Illustrated that, with a letter of authenticity from the publisher of Sports Illustrated for their first issue, August 16th,
1954.
Yeah, it's got Eddie Matthews of the Milwaukee Braves on the cover. That's got to be worth something.
Is it?
It is. Now, let me ask you this, though. Does it have the original sheet of baseball cards in it?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yeah. They originally put out, like, they're actually printed on the same stock as the magazine was, but there was Topps, speaking of them, had a spread of cards in there, including Ted Williams and Willie Mays. Those can go anywhere from 250 and up, depending on condition. So you've got something nice there. Just keep it in really nice condition, please.
Yeah, don't toss it out there, Tim. Here's Rich from Aurora. Trash or treasure? What do you got, Rich?
I've got that old Pong game where the thing bounces back and forth on the TV screen, and you got a paddle on each side, and you try to just keep the ball bouncing back and forth on the screen.
Yeah, we all remember that one. Scott?
Well, like you said, video games are starting to take a move. I actually wouldn't be the guy to say it because there's so many different issues of Pong. If you have the original, I'm going to say it's going to be worth something. But they've put out Pong so many times over the years. So it would be really tough for me to tell at this point.
All right. Got a couple of texts to go through. I have a Bulls leather three-peat jacket. Well, that was probably expensive to begin with. Are those worth anything now, Scott?
Yeah, about the same. I mean, if it's in really great shape, a lot of people like to collect those. And they're beautiful. Actually, most of them are just those really nice leather jackets. Some of them can be worth $500 to $700, depending.
We will take more calls at 312-981-7200 after a quick break. It's Trash or Treasure time with our pal Scott Beatty, who runs AU Sports Memorabilia on Dempster in Morton Grove.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
We are playing our Trash or Treasure game again with the owner of AU Sports, Scott Beatty. AU is Chicagoland's oldest and best sports memorabilia store. They've been around since 1980. AU, symbol for gold. Get it? Let's go to John from Kenosha. Of course, you have Packers stuff, John. What do you have?
Oh, yeah. I have a artist rendering of Jim Taylor, Bart Starr, Ray Nitschke, and Paul Hornung, and so they're all surrounding Vince Lombardi. And I got all four of their autographs. We had a drive around Kenosha County and Milwaukee to get all these guys' autographs. I did it like in the late 80s.
Trash or treasure. Scott?
Hall of Fame number next to it.
Hang on. John, Scott's going to tell you what you got, if it's worth anything.
No, that's definitely treasure, specifically Packer treasure. That's some nice stuff. I mean, you got four of the classic names. I might get that bad boy framed and then put it up someplace very special.
There you go.
I do. And no, I got a picture of me with each of the guys doing it.
Well, that in spite of that, it's worth something. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Let's see who's been holding on a long time here. That's you, Ruth. What do you got? Go ahead, Ruth.
Oh, okay. I have a framed certificate of authenticity of the shot heard around the world, October 3rd, 1951, by Bobby Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the big home run. Scott, what do you think?
Yeah, one of the most famous home runs in baseball history, but I'm going to have to rain on the parade a little bit. Bobby Thompson signed everything he could get his hands on after he retired.
So there are too many of those? Is that the problem?
There is a whole bunch of them. It has a small value, $30, $40.
Well, if it means something to you, keep it. Otherwise, Ruth, make room for something else. Thanks. Kevin, you're next from Westchester.
Yeah. Hey guys, hey, real quick, I have a signed Michael Jordan ball that he signed on Christmas Day from 1988.
All right.
Well, of course, any Michael Jordan autographed, especially now. Michael Jordan stuff has gone up crazy since The Last Dance. I mean, it's tied in with everything else that's going up. Michael's becoming the king again. Get that authenticated. You got something.
There you go.
And real quick, can I throw one more?
Yeah, if it's 5 seconds or less.
I have a T-shirt that's the I'm Back T-shirt, the day he came back to the United Center. Anything?
Probably a lot of those, right?
Yeah, okay. There probably is. Yeah, okay. But people will still collect them. But yeah, that's lower end.
Okay, let's move on to Joe from Glendale Heights. What do you got, Joe?
I've got an awesome Ernie Banks collection in a shadow box. It's a signed jersey, signed bat, two beautiful pictures of Ernie. The frame says Hall of Fame 1977. It's just an awesome piece.
And you want to give that to me for my birthday?
Wrong well, again.
How much that, money we got there?
I would have to see it if you want to send me a picture in the email, but I would love to see it anyway. But yeah, you've got something very nice there. Probably it's four figures.
Wow, definitely.
Yeah, I would love to
treasure.
Send you a picture and get your opinion.
Definitely a treasure there. Scott, good time to give your email.
Gosh, absolutely. We have the simplest email in the world. It's just the name of the business, AUSports, AUSPORTS, at AOL.com.
Steve in Plainfield. Let's see if you've got treasure. Go ahead, Steve.
I have an authenticated 1996 entire Bulls autograph basketball, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, everybody on the team. Not Phil Jackson, though.
That sounds good.
That always sounds good. And like I said, we've talked about this so many times. Anything Jordan is going to work, and especially if you got Pippen, Phil on there, so on and so forth. Yeah, again, a team signed Bulls basketball, you're probably in the high three, low fours.
Ron is in Sister Lake, Michigan. And what do you have there, Ron?
Hi, I went to the first game of the Sox and Dodgers World Series in 1959, and of course I still have the ticket, and it's pristine.
Old ticket stub.
Oh yeah, ticket stubs, if they're fully intact, could really be nice collectible. You can display them in so many different ways. It's definitely a piece that might be worth, depending on the condition, a few hundred dollars.
That sounds good. And let me get to the text line here for a couple. How about an original Atari game from the 1980s? Well, you were saying those are valuable, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting to become. Now, I'm going to have to brush up on my video game knowledge for the next visit with you, Bob.
Yeah, it seemed to be a lot of calls about that, maybe triggered by that story we mentioned, the Super Mario Brothers from 86 sold for $660,000.
And I played that game all the time, and I don't have mine, darn it.
Of course not. Let's see. Let me go to Tony from Plainfield. And what do you want to know about, Tony?
Yeah, I've got a 2008 pennant signed by the Chicago Fire, like 25 signatures on there. And I also have a Nestle's
old candy bar. No, go ahead and eat it. What's the Nestle's thing you got, Tony?
It's about a 6-foot cardboard cutout. It folds in half. It's a Babe Ruth Nestle's 100th anniversary in 1995.
Wow, you ever see one of those, Scott?
I'm not sure I have. Again, I'm glad we put the email address out there. Go ahead and send me a picture of it. I'll try to get you some more information on it. As far as the Chicago Fireball goes, yeah, it's unfortunately the Fire aren't the most popular team in the area. They've become more popular over the years, but still, a full team signed ball still should be worth a couple of $100 at least, I would assume, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call. Bill, where are you calling from, Bill?
Milton, Wisconsin.
Oh, well, good to have you on the air here in the United States. And you're a golf fan, right?
Yes, I am.
What do you got?
Got a tee sheet from Jack Nicklaus's last win at the Masters, the Sunday, April 13th, 1986. It's signed by Jack Nicklaus, Gene Sarazen, and Kathy Whitworth. I'm not sure why that is, but I don't know. Is it worth anything?
Oh, of course, it's Jack Nicklaus. I mean, he was Tiger Woods before Tiger Woods.
Yeah, hang on to it, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Bill, there you go. You may have some treasure there. To be continued, check in with Scott Beatty, AU Sports on Dempster in Morton Grove. And one more time, the email, Scott?
Is AUSports at AOL.com. And for a lot of your listeners, sometimes I do need to lay eyes on the pieces you're talking about. So that's the best way to contact me.
Let's do this again soon because we always get a lot of response. People cleaning out the the attic, drawers, closets, basements, and we'll see you soon, Scott.
I am at your disposal, Bob. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Don't throw a lot of that stuff down at the disposal until you check with Scott.